I saved and the glittering is. Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah, yeah. Take me down to those got big cities where the buses I saved and the glittering is. Oh, won't you please take me home?
What's going on, everybody? We're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and my special guest with me today...
David Ward.
What's going on, man?
Just chilling, having a couple beers.
Having a couple of beers is right, sir. Drinking some buds, hanging out with my bud.
Yeah.
We were talking about, what was that shit we were talking about, for the new movie coming out?
About Walking Dead?
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. Who the hell are they going to get to play these new Fantastic Four people?
I don't know, man. They got this kid. They were talking for a while. Right. You know, Johnny Storm was going to be played by Michael B. Jordan, which is the black guy from Chronicle, because the director that directed Chronicle is directing the new Fantastic Four.
See, and here's my thing. I don't ever, like, it's hard to say this, because it's like, you come out sounding like an asshole when you go, I don't fucking want a minority to play fucking Johnny Storm. Just like, I didn't like Sam Jackson at first as, you know, Nick Fury, because he's black, and Nick Fury is pretty much the whitest guy ever.
Yeah, unless you're reading Ultimates, of course.
Right, but like, well, that Ultimates came basically from the Sam Jackson iteration. Is there some pressure, I think, maybe from like the entertainment industry to put more minorities into comic book movies? Do you think that's what it is? I mean, honestly.
I would almost say so, because if you look at it, they're talking about Andrew Garfield wanted Spider-Man, like MJ, to be a dude.
What?
Yeah, he said that he wouldn't mind
a gay
being
Spider-Man?
A gay Spider-Man. And I'm sorry, I've talked to people that are not homophobic at all. Right. I have really good gay friends. Spider-Man is not gay. That doesn't happen.
No, but like I don't even think like that should enter the fucking equation, first of all, because like, okay, granted Spider-Man's not gay, but who cares if Spider-Man's gay? It's just, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a gay comic book character, there's North Star. Okay, he just got married. You know, yeah. and that was a great comic, and good on him. I mean, but, like, don't take a storied franchise...
And completely flip it. There's no reason.
Fuck it up! It makes no sense to me. And it has nothing to do with the color of their skin, or whether or not, like, Spider-Man's gay. It's just, why?
Like, and not even on a race or, like, I guess LGBT equation. It's worrying me with this new Ultron. Like, they're completely changing the backstory on it.
Well, no, there's no Hank Pym.
Yeah, there's no Hank Pym. So how... I mean, is Tony Stark gonna decide to create a suit so he doesn't have to fight anymore?
I don't know how they're doing it. Or are they going with the Thanos creates Ultron thing?
I don't think they would do that.
I don't know at this point. I mean, honestly, they've gone so far, so right with these movies that... I trust Disney Marvel to come out with something really good, but at the same time, you're going to do an Ant-Man movie anyway.
Why not wait?
But then I find out they're not doing Hank Pym Ant-Man.
Yeah.
They're doing... Scott Lang's Ant-Man. But why?
But they're still doing a Hank Pym in the Ant-Man movie, but it's going to be Scott Lang stealing the helmet
suit?
From
him.
Yeah.
Helmet?
Like, it's going to be... Like, that's from what I've heard,
which is crazy. I thought Ant-Man and Wasp were in...
a fucked up relationship?
Well, no, I know. Well, I mean, he does beat her from time to time. But, no, I thought that they were going to be in Avengers 2. And then,
yeah,
like,
that's what I thought, too.
Well, because especially when you heard Age of Ultron, you're like, okay, this makes sense. Okay, yeah. That's how they're going to work them in. How are they working Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch? I mean, granted, they are Avengers members. That's a given. But with X-Men still being run by Fox.
What's fucked up is that Quicksilver's going to be in Days of Future Past.
Right, but you can't... Like, this is what's weird to me.
It's...
You can't mention...
They're two different characters.
But you can't mention Magneto. Okay?
Yeah, that's...
Like, you can't say his name.
Yeah.
So how do you get Wanda Wondegore and fucking Quicksilver, okay, and not mention who their dad is?
Yeah. Okay. Especially...
How can you even have them as characters realistically in this if I mean... granted, they're not technically X-Men all the time. So, yeah. But it's just such a gray area to me. Like, where is this coming from?
Why? Are they going to allude to it? Like, oh, Dad could control metal. A crazy dad.
Is he going
to
have really bad dad issues and you're just left to imagine who his father is? Like, you know. So wait, but Quicksilver's going to be in Days of Future Past?
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's who it is. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The Days of Future Past Quicksilver is the guy from American Horror Story.
And then the Quicksilver in Avengers 2, it's looking like they're going to cast the guy from Kick-Ass.
Right.
Which, that's another thing I'm getting sick of, is they're casting
multiple
all these comic book people from other comic book movies.
Well,
because JGL is in, they're talking to him to do Doctor Strange.
See,
and
I tell you who I'd want to be Doctor Strange. Who? And a lot of people give me shit for this. James Franco.
I mean, like, with the facial hair and everything.
Yeah, he looks like Doctor Strange.
Oz, he could. If he toned down, every time he talks, I feel it's cheesy.
It's either James Franco or Johnny Depp.
I would take Franco
over Depp.
I don't want to see Johnny Depp anywhere near
I think
Marvel.
Franco, when he sounds like that, he sounds distant. You know, he sounds disaffected. So I think that would be good for that character because Doctor Strange is so far outside of the realm. You know, like he thinks on a whole other fucking plane.
I was in the theater with Vanessa.
Right.
And she was losing her mind because these girls were seeing Oz and, like, we had heard all these mediocre reviews about it, how it was unintentionally funny. And these girls were just laughing. Every time James Franco tried to do, like, a rousing, guys, we're going to do this speech, they just lost it. Like, they were screaming and cackling the whole movie.
And it just
ruined the feel. Like, I was like, this could have been a decent movie had these little jits behind us not ruined it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it, and, you know, being a fan of the original Wizard of Oz.
Right.
You know, it was cool. The visual styling was very, very unique, and
yeah,
I thought it was awesome.
That's what I felt.
I missed the singing.
There was no music.
There was no music. Like, I get it. Like, you know, maybe you didn't want to go that route, but
they just tried to go the dark route, which is...
The dark route's fine, but the dark route with really good songs, man?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Come on, that would have been really, really good.
They should have had Joss Whedon up in there with Dr. Horrible.
Yeah.
Because they wrote some good shit for that.
I mean, there were so many opportunities to break out into a number in that movie and make it forceful and deep and dark.
Yeah, and they just didn't.
And they didn't capitalize on that. And I was kind of like left going, you know, normally, I'm not like a guy that goes, hey, fuck yeah, musical, but Wizard of Oz is a musical.
Yeah, at least to me it is.
Well,
that's what
I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe everybody may not feel that way, but it certainly had enough singing in it to qualify.
Oh, the other, back to the original.
Yeah.
back to where we started.
Yeah.
The other guy they're talking about for Human Torch is this little pimply-faced kid that was, God, he was in some other mediocre movies.
He's from Project X. Well, I'm looking
whatever.
At the picture of this guy right here on the iPad, and he's not attractive.
He's like a cute, nerdy Human Torch.
Dude, he's the Shia LaBeouf of Human Torches, okay?
He's not like Chris Evans fucking that guy.
Yeah, Chris Evans pulled off the Human Torch, I think, rather well. And, like, if you're going to pick one person to save from that cast, that's the guy you pick.
I know.
Now, maybe contractually now with Marvel, you know, with him being Captain America,
he's not able
to do that. But I wouldn't want to do it. Captain America's a much stronger character for
and
him.
And I was worried initially when they casted him. I was like, you know, him as Human Torch, he was a great cocky dude.
Yeah.
Like, but Cap, I felt he wasn't. He's not that kind of guy, and so I was worried that Chris Evans wouldn't be able to do it. But good on you, Chris.
Yeah, no,
good
for
job.
Sure. And the thing is like, look, you can't keep rehashing the same actors and making them different superheroes.
Exactly.
It's not going to fucking work eventually. You're going to have to start casting some unknowns, Hollywood. Take a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there. I mean, you know, why hasn't Chris Pine been a fucking superhero?
That, oh, shit.
Right?
That would work.
Right?
They could, Who could he be?
Chris Pine. You know, who would I like to see Chris Pine as, man? That's an interesting... I mean, he would be a good... He would be a good man. He'd be a good Cyclops, because fuck James Marsden.
Oh, yeah, fuck James Marsden.
Fuck James Marsden up his stupid ass.
That guy, fuck him. Like, dude...
I never liked the character of Cyclops anyway.
But he made me really not like Cyclops. He made me
dislike him on a much deeper level. Like, I was like, fuck, how is Gene with this fucking prepubescent fucktard? Like, just put James Marsden down. And she did, finally. But, like, not... Oh, God.
And I'm so glad. He's not recast in Days of Future Past, at least not yet.
No, he's not official, but the rumors are still flying that he is. Fuck Please. You guys, Chris Pine. Chris just Pine is Cyclops.
Just recast it. Pretend nothing happened, like with Don Cheadle.
Well, let's pretend.
all black people look the same. Oh, that's terrible.
No, I know, but like honestly, look, Terrence Howard looked a lot more like him.
Don Cheadle's just too old.
Well, Don Cheadle's too skinny, man. He never gained that weight back from Hotel from Rwanda. He's like fucking. He looks like a. Oh my god, he's a starving Marvin. Man. Like Don Cheadle, eat a sandwich.
And they're saying he's going to have a larger role. Like he's going to have a large role in Cap 2.
Well, War Machine's getting its own movie.
Yeah, He's going to keep going on being War Machine. Bulk up, man. I mean, the chubby guy from Parks and Rec is bulking up for Star-Lord.
Yeah.
He looks fucking jacked.
Dude, that's a movie I can't wait for.
And that's the point. We were talking about this the other day at work, about DC kind of jumping the gun with Batman and Superman.
Dude,
and, you know, Marvel waded in, and then now they're jumping into the deep end with fucking Guardians.
Look.
And it's going to be amazing.
Look, here's... If you people want to make... Look, DC, here's the fucking thing, okay? Copy Marvel's formula. Don't be ashamed. Marvel fucking went out there and they cracked the code, okay? They did it right. They introduced a universe piece by piece, and they integrated it to where it's seamless, where you don't fucking realize that you've just been fed this whole fucking universe. And then, like, once it happens, like, once the Avengers happened, you were like... Yeah.
Okay, I can. Yeah, that's they get along. Believable. Cool.
That I get it. You know that works. And then you can go more fantastic and more cosmic from there. And they're doing it right. You introduce Thanos at the end of Avengers, so you know it's going to get more cosmic. You've got Guardians of the Galaxy now. You've got all these tie-ins, and Marvel is weaving it like this masterful web of fuck yeah. And DC's like,
Batman, Superman!
Batman,
let's throw a logo out there and people will freak the fuck out.
Let's kill both of these franchises! Like,
before they've even really started.
No, and like that's my thing. If I'm Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah,
Don't
risk your career, bro.
You cannot have a Batman versus Superman movie crossover, okay? Until... You have another Batman standalone title.
Exactly.
Nolan's gone. Everything's left up in the air. You have a new Batman. You can't introduce new Batman.
Like, it's...
In a Superman joint? Like, you can't do that.
The problem is they showed... And I don't have a problem with how they handled it in the movie. Don't get me wrong. They showed Superman just fucking wailing Zod through buildings and just basic fucking... I'm not going to spoil anything else, but they just... You're fucked up if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I can't believe Batman fighting Superman because they haven't built up the badass that Batman can be.
Well, no, and not only have they not like gone into the fact that Batman has a plan to take out the entire Justice League should they go rogue.
Yeah.
You don't know that there's a fucking Justice League. You haven't established anything. You've had a piss poor Green Lantern movie, okay? Well, I don't know. How do you feel about it? Did you like Green Lantern? I thought it was okay.
I thought Green Lantern was okay. The mask fucked with me.
Right.
His CGI eyes just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I thought he did a bang-up job with Sinestro, though.
I thought Sinestro was cool.
Yeah.
That was a badass dude.
So they're gonna... Look, you haven't established anyone yet. You need a Wonder Woman movie.
Mm-hmm.
You need a Flash movie.
No.
Which is coming to a TV show.
Yeah,
yes,
they're
doing
that.
On the WB.
Because of Green Arrow.
Right, and he's actually going to debut on a Green Arrow show coming up soon where you're going to actually see him.
Have you been watching that?
But he's still going to have to... No, I haven't actually watched...
Arrow is badass.
Arrow. So, but...
I hear nothing but good things about it, and yeah, it's crazy. But like, they're still gonna do a Flash movie, and they're gonna have to. You got to introduce like a whole thing.
Well, me and my buddy Zach, you've met him,
right?
We're talking about the other day, and he feels that Flash is a perfect for a TV show.
No, he's great for a TV show.
Because of the serialized drama.
But
stuff like
but
that.
I think also, besides the TV show factor, like, if you're going to do a TV show for The Flash, then you need to do Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
But not as a solo TV show, obviously. You do Martian Manhunter, maybe, like, integrated into an episode of The Flash. Or like,
yeah,
there's
right.
an episode where him and Arrow team up. Because they don't know who this guy is coming from another planet or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, it's an alien invasion, but it's Martian Manhunter."
Yeah.
Or you definitely have to do a Wonder Woman movie. That fucking has to happen.
I don't think they're going to.
You can't just jump into JLA, dude. There's no fucking way you're
going to
do that.
They're
going
to do it. WB doesn't give a fuck.
It's
gonna have
suicide.
Tim, they're going to have Tim. What the fuck's Tim Schafer? Or the guy
okay.
that did the old Batman?
Disney, here's what you need to do. For the love of fucking God.
Buy
DC.
Buy DC, please.
Just buy them. You've got fucking more money than Jesus. Go buy them.
We'll fix it. Just
fucking...
wipe it clean.
Yes. Because what I don't understand is DC's never had the grand scheme in mind. Like, you had a perfect opportunity with Nolan doing Batman to start integrating... shit.
And they
did
it.
And they didn't seize that opportunity. Meanwhile, Marvel's like fucking trucking along, making the dollars.
And even in Iron Man 3 where the director, like, I was reading articles about all the time. Shane Black did not want a lot of mentions. Like, he didn't want other people to show up to help Iron Man. He didn't want there to be overt mentions to the universe. But there were. And I'm sure Disney was like, listen, no.
You're not fucking with the formula.
Of a bigger picture.
You're
here.
A fucking cog in the machine, motherfucker, and you better understand your role.
Exactly.
We have the coin purse. Okay, you better fucking understand. Yeah. We will buy and sell you, Shane Black. Oh, you made Lethal Weapon? Fuck you.
So, like, you got the mentions that, a guy with a hammer fell out of the sky and shit like that. Like, and it was just enough. Like,
it was just enough, man.
It was enough to make you realize that, yeah, Iron Man's got this.
Right.
Like, this is his show right now.
Right.
But he is at one point... It's not his show all the time.
And
he's with other people. He's doing things. Like, they dealt with the PTSD because of him fucking flying up into space. Like, there was good mentions of the other continuities that are in place.
And, like, the most paltry thing DC could do to show us that there was a universe, was during Superman, there was a Wayne fucking satellite, and you saw a LexCorp, and you saw a LexCorp building and a tanker truck.
Woo!
Woo-hoo-hoo! And then, by the way, at the end of the credits, Bubkiss.
Yeah, nothing.
Fucking nothing.
I was pissed.
Nothing.
Vanessa, I was sitting with Vanessa, I was like, we gotta wait for the end of the credits, because there's gonna be something.
Yeah, and then and DC says, no, we don't do that. We do shitty shit.
Yeah.
Shitty shit.
Fuck you, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, fuck you, Warner Brothers. Fuck you up your stupid asses. The last thing I liked from you was Animaniacs. That's how about that?
Oh, shit, Animaniacs.
We got baloney in our slacks.
that show is very adult.
You
go back and watch Animaniacs, and you're like, oh, my God, my kid's not watching this shit.
I like there's this one Christian woman that went on a personal crusade against SpongeBob recently.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God, dude. She's like, I thought this was a delightful show about a sponge.
Yeah.
And he was going to be under the sea frolicking with his friends. What I found was a homosexual sponge that swam around naked and fucked his starfish friend, Patrick. And he worked for a guy that made crab patties, which was cannibalistic because other sea creatures ate the patties. She's like, and it was this whole communist manifesto, and like, it was anti-Jesus.
If anything was cannibalistic, it was the fucking chum bucket.
And I was like, where was he naked? He's wearing square pants. It's in the fucking title, you dusty cunt.
I don't think he's naked.
He's not! He's wearing pants!
Have you ever seen, like...
That's why it's called SpongeBob SquarePants, not SpongeBob SquareCock!
I wonder how his pants split with him. Like, there's a couple episodes where he does a dance and it shows, like, he has butt cheeks. Like, the pants split with with his butt cheeks, like the fabric doesn't move. Is he wearing multiple?
It's a cartoon. We can't read into it too much.
We have the science of SpongeBob. And they, I mean, Sandy the Squirrel.
Look, Sandy the Squirrel was
Bioshock. Where Bioshock started.
Sandy the Squirrel is obviously a lesbian PE teacher. I'm sure that's where the lady would. God. I'm sure that's where the lady is going.
Listen,
she's you the kid from teach, Glee.
You can't teach the kids around here. We're sending you under the sea. Just you got under pitch the in. Sea.
Under the sea, where you can wear seashells on your tits under the sea.
Oh man,
fuck, dude. Like, I look, shut the fuck up, lady. Like, you're fucking stupid. Like,
I apologize. There's right. people like me that don't have common sense out there.
Okay. So anyways, I just read this book recently that you recommended to me.
Yeah, man.
And I wasn't aware of its existence, and shame on me for being a nerd and yeah. fucking not knowing about this book.
He wrote, that Star Wars...
Fanboys.
Shame on you.
Right. Well, it is shame on me.
Usually you tell me about this shit.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, I don't listen to people at all, actually, when they tell me, like, you should read this, or you should watch this, because I think people's opinions most of the time are fucking stupid.
Well, yeah.
And I don't respect them, because I see most people, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
you see that by our your second job, my first.
Yeah, our clientele of the white trash.
Oh, Jesus.
From the surrounding areas near where we live.
GTAIV.
Mm. Yeah.
So, basically, it's written by Eric Klein. Yeah. It was by proxy, recommended to you through me.
Through you, yep.
Through Zach Roundtree. He told me to read it, a couple of months ago, and I just didn't. But then I finally picked it up. It's called Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, guys. This book, if you like anything.
Oh. Let's put it this way. If you are in your mid-20s to your late 30s, maybe early 40s even, this book will ring true to you and bring it home so hard. Like, it's everything about 80s and early 90s culture. And, like, the references will blow your fucking mind.
It's masterful.
It is masterful.
It's about this kid. Like, we're not going to go too far into it. Because
we don't want to spoil it for you guys. I mean, it is definitely, like... And if, say, you're not a reader, and you want to get the audiobook from, like, audible.com or something, Will Wheaton fucking reads the book to you.
And as much as he is kind of a dick...
Yes, he's kind of a dick.
He's funny. And it's... Hearing him read a book steeped in... What he was raised with, what you do as a child, is amazing.
Although, recently I was talking to somebody that actually has hung out with him quite a bit.
Oh, really?
At the comic book store. Yeah. And he says, dude, he is a dick, but you don't understand. He's only really a dick to people that, deserve it.
Yeah, that's
fair. He's cool. Like, if you want to talk about Star Trek, or you want to talk about Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Like, he's really cool if you want to talk about that kind of stuff, but, what he doesn't like is when you come up to him and cut him off or something when he's talking to somebody else already.
Oh, God. I'd never do that.
And you're that fucking nerd. Like, you're that guy that comes up, hello. Like the guy, the comic book guy from The Simpsons. That's actually not correct. that fucking dude.
God, every time I'm talking, I meet someone vaguely famous and someone does that, I want to punch him in the face. But we'll stick to the book real quick.
Yeah, the book.
So, it's about this kid. He lives in this dystopian future, and everything is done through this online game called Oasis.
Yeah.
And it's a full immersion game where you, put on an Oculus Rift on your face.
Basically, it's an Oculus Rift and haptic gloves.
Yeah, haptic gloves. If you're rich, you have a fucking
suit.
Haptic suit. And you can, feel everything.
They even sell fuck dolls that have
haptic fuck dolls.
That you can go to, these virtual fucking brothels and fuck these dolls. And, they move around and shit with you while you're fucking them.
Like, but, I wonder if they simulate shame when you leave.
No!
like you just walk away and you're just like, God, I feel dirty.
I wouldn't feel dirty. I would feel bad knowing when I took the helmet off, I got to clean the doll up.
Oh my
God. There's nothing like cleaning your leftover love out of a doll.
That's the real shame.
Yeah.
The real shame is it's not dissolving inside a natural vagina as we speak.
It's just resting on some electronic sensors.
Yeah. Oh, like you can't. Ugh. Like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna come in your haptic doll's mouth? Like, what is that gonna do? You're gonna have to clean that out.
Yeah. That's a lot more work than having to walk of shame.
I'd rather just go to a real hooker.
Dude, not in those times. When he was describing it, I don't think so.
But if you had money, there's definitely girls out there. There's like, probably you know, upper classmates. Yeah, they're like, you know,
like defiance level brothels.
Yeah, like I'll suck your dick for like, you know, 20 gil. Like, bringing it back to Final Fantasy. Oh, that's the
fucking awesome thing about it, because we can wrap this into Second Life.
Oh.
Fucking the money in the game is worth more money than in real life because of how shit the world has turned.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, everything that's on the verge of happening right now has happened in the game. It's happened in the book. Like, take for instance, the economy has collapsed, basically. Natural resources are, like, less than scarce.
Everyone's got food coupons to get food because they can't afford shit.
And like, you know, the Earth is, you know, verging on the collapse of human civilization.
Fucking trailers
sacked like fucking skyscrapers. People with live metal in scaffolding
trailer stacks.
Yeah, they're not trailer parks anymore. They're high rises of white trash. They're like you know, they're like what do you call it,
playing
like, you know,
PS2.
Yeah, 12 story meth labs.
If one goes,
oh yeah,
there goes the stack.
Yeah, and be like, do you guys got any PS2 games left? Because I can fucking tell you what, I'm trying to find me some new games.
I'm trying to get PS1 and PS2 games.
Look, we both work at a video game store. I'm not going to say which one because that's, you know, we can get us in trouble. But we both work at a video game store where you can stop in and get games and trade games and do whatever. And by God, I can't fucking tell you how much I hate people that are still clinging on to two generations old consoles and shocked and fucking amazed.
There's
no selection.
They're offended. They're like, listen, you mean you don't carry the largest selection of PS2 games?
Like, look, if you're telling me you don't have Crazy Taxi for the Dreamcast,
big mother truckers.
Yeah. Fucking out. Fucking Sonic CD? What? You don't have
fuck
that?
You guys?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then what's worse is even people that come in asking for GameCube. Like, they come in, they're like, do you have GameCube controllers?
Yeah, the least successful Nintendo console.
And it's like, well, no. Sadly, they were talking about that the other day. The Wii U is.
Yeah.
Right now. At this point, it's selling.
But, dude, the N64 was massive.
Oh, like,
the
fuck N64 yes.
was
You needed
huge.
Three hands to play that controller. But
I'm sorry, that controller was fucking stupid.
I can't understand for the life of me what they were thinking when they were like, let's.
They're Japanese, man.
Let's make a three-pronged controller.
They wanted it to look like a multi-tentacled rape rape monster.
I wonder if there's an anime for it
like for the N64 controller. Yeah. Like,
they probably sell it one of those used panty machines, like one that they jammed up in there.
They're like, oh, N64 controller!
It's antique!
You feel so good! With your three bombs of power!
It's like the shocker with an extra prong.
In a button configuration no one can mess up.
The fucking C-stick.
I should get a brown belt just for being able to play with that thing.
Fucking
Mr. Miyagi should come over and like fucking like
Watch off.
Trim my ball hair into a bonsai if I can play with that controller.
That's why like Ready Player One was amazing, because
fantastic.
They didn't use controllers. They had like haptic everything.
Okay. And we're not that far away, man.
Oh, I know.
You get the Oculus Rift, you get some vibration fucking gloves, we're there, dude.
Oh yeah.
It's not that far away. And I'm telling you right now, that's dangerous, because I will not live in the real world.
No, fuck that. They were talking in the book, they had, like, the whole Star Wars...
Galaxy.
They had fucking... Imagine... You could,
Blade Runner.
You could technically, of course, update it to current times.
Right.
Like, have... what's the planet on fucking Gears of War?
Oh, like, Syrah.
You could go on Syrah
yeah.
and fight the Locust. And they had yeah. a... Like, if you were rich enough, you had a thing that could simulate the smells of where you were.
I know!
Oh, my God. You could just live. Like, you wouldn't need...
And you could actually make money? And it talks about in the book, because he becomes a shut-in, and he just has everything shipped to him. Food,
and it's clothing. It's pushed through a slot like he's in fucking prison.
Right. Well, we're getting too deep into it. All suffice it to say is, there's a contest, okay?
Yeah.
By the guy that creates the Oasis, named Halliday. And Jim Halliday creates this contest where you have to find his Easter egg. And basically, all he's wanted is for people to love what he's loved. And what he loved was 80s pop culture and video games.
Exactly.
And like Dungeons and Dragons.
Which, who doesn't fucking love that?
You gotta be a fucking idiot not to love that kind of stuff. It was one of the best times for sci-fi.
Yeah.
For, you know, RPGs, like...
I don't do D&D, but I respect people.
I did, though.
Oh, I believe it.
I've played D&D for a long time, and like, I mean, I don't play as much anymore, but I still have fucking character sheets from 94.
Shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've always wanted to. Let's get a circle. We'll roll characters. I've never
done
that
before. Bro, I'm fucking down, like, whenever, bro. Like, I have all of them downloaded on my computer, like, all the books.
Oh, no way.
I even have all the Star Wars role-playing games downloaded on my computer.
Let's do that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I am all for it.
Serious business, man. It's fucking great. And it's so much fun because you get some beers, whatever you want, like chicken wings. We used to sit around in high school and whatever, and we'd fucking smoke weed, eat fucking chicken wings, and play D&D and drink beers. And, you know, it was amazing. It was fun times. It was
lighthearted.
It was
just enjoyable, and that's what he wanted other people to experience.
Yeah. It was everything the Christians told you that it wasn't.
That's fair.
It really was. There was an assault on Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah,
when I was a child, like my grandmother was like, if she caught me playing it, she would fucking like confiscate.
Did she catch
shit.
You on fire? Like,
oh my god! Like, it was like the worst thing you could do was play Dungeons and Dragons, and it was like, you're gonna kill people and go to hell, and it's like, you'll sacrifice your sister. I'm like, I want to do that anyway because she's pissing me off. I want to sacrifice her. Can I get a Nintendo if she goes away? God damn it.
Oh, man. But so, like, there's this contest, and there's, like, this little limerick that goes with it. But, and the gist of it is there's three gates, three keys. You find the key, you go to the gate, you open it.
Right.
Whoever unlocks the third gate and completes the challenge
gets
his money.
And he gets the company.
He controls the company.
Yeah, and everything.
He controls everything. So basically it's about this kid, and he finds, and we're not telling you anything that's not in the back of the book.
Right.
But he finds the first thing.
Right.
And then shit hits the fan. And it
is
awesome.
It is amazing. Once he finds it, it is a non-stop. It starts off a little slow, I won't lie to you.
But
once
that,
you get
that
to
setup is
yeah,
necessary.
Yeah, the setup is necessary, and once you get to where he finds it, it's light speed. Like,
which
I was so upset when I finished the book because it went so fast.
Yeah.
I wanted the experience to keep going on.
I wanted more. I know why there wasn't.
Right.
But I wanted more.
I'm thirsty for more of that universe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I thought to myself, like, holy fuck, like, when I got done reading the book, I was like, I was ready to go log into the Oasis.
Yeah.
And I don't have it. Like,
yeah,
that's how fucking real that world was. That's how plausible that world was.
And it was just amazing, the fact that you can plug into something. Like, you had to pay money to go to other worlds.
Right, yeah.
But, like, you go to school in that world.
Yeah, the public education system, since it was so overcrowded, actually offered an online version.
Yeah, and you went to school online.
Which, by the way, that would be fantastic if that could happen now.
Oh, yeah.
I would let my kid go to that. Hands down,
yeah.
Over physically showing up to one of these government re-education programs
where they don't teach Roman fucking numerals
or cursive handwriting.
Oh my god,
that's right, ladies and gentlemen. There is no Roman numeral teaching, even though it's archaic as fuck. And there is still no teaching on how to write in cursive, even though we type everything. It's still a fucking good thing to learn.
At my place of work, I had a kid the other day ask me for GTA IV. And
get
I was like,
fuck out of here.
I'm not even joking. He walked up and his mom was with him and he was like, I need GTA IV. And I
like
was
you
like,
you want it directly pumped into your fucking arm?
In my
like,
head,
what
I was
you,
just
what are you talking
like,
about?
I was like, what are you? And I was like, oh, fuck, GTA 4. And he was like, no, IV. And so I showed him the GTA. He was like, yeah, that's GTA IV. I was like, no, That Roman, that is a Roman numeral, and that is the Roman numeral for four.
He probably didn't know what the fuck a Roman was.
And his mom was just like, "You don't know what those are? Well, fucking wake up call for her."
Yeah, no,
when her kid doesn't know.
Yeah,
like she was aware of the cursive, and she was aware that you know he doesn't know cursive, and they're not doing that anymore. Right. But she was like, "They're not teaching you Roman numerals." She lost it.
Oh, I'd fucking lose my mind. I'd be like, "We're going to your school right now." Yeah.
We're having a conversation.
Before you turn into an Eric Harris or a Dylan Klebold, we're going to your fucking school right now. And we're gonna sit down and have this conversation.
So I was like, that is four. And he was like, well, that's what GTA V comes
for,
out.
For what?
And I was just like, I was like, man, and I made this joke right in front of his mom, and she started ripping him too.
Oh, dude, nothing.
I was like, Assassin's Creed II must be really hard for you.
Listen,
and he was like, what's that?
Nothing beats the day this kid tried to swindle his grandmother into buying him Saints Row.
Oh my god, I told her that a purple dildo.
No. This was before you got to the store.
Oh, really?
This kid came in and told his grandmother. I kid you not. He told his grandmother, "Grandma, I want to get this game." She's like, "Well, what's it about?" He goes, "It's Church Gangs for Jesus."
Whoa!
I fucking kid you not. With a straight
How
face.
How old was he?
He was like seven.
Whoa!
I gave him points for the moxie and creativity alone at that age. I was like, "Church Gangs for Jesus?"
That's a hell of a game.
I was like, "Holy shit, man."
That kid's swinging steel between his
legs. Because it said Saints Row, the third. And he's like, you know, "Church Gangs for Jesus."
Oh, I was my like, God.
And his grandma goes, "Well, all right, that sounds okay. Church Games for Jesus." And I was like, "Ma'am, it most certainly is not Church Gangs for Jesus." I was like, if you even put that sentence together and thought about it rationally for a second,
you would
know that that's not possible. Also, you can pick up prostitutes, smoke weed, do drugs, like
beat people to death with a purple dildo.
Beat a woman that's a reasonable facsimile of you to death with a crowbar. I was like, this is not Church Gangs for Jesus. And she grabbed that little fucker by his ear and drug him out the store.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And as she was dragging him, he looked at me and flipped me the bird. 7 years old, future inmate, flipped me the fucking bird.
Did you slow clap as she was like,
I golf clapped the fuck out of it. I was
oh,
just like,
man.
Stunning. Stunning. That kid.
The genetic mutations that walk through that front door.
Jesus, dude. Like, I'm telling you. We talked about on the podcast before that there is no place on earth with more white trash per capita than Summerfield, Florida.
Nope.
You would think
we'd just get old people.
Right.
But no, they travel far and wide to come to your local GameStop.
Yeah, they actually stop cooking meth to get there. Like, it's fucking amazing that they can fucking do that.
Oh,
like, they
man.
Break their revenue stream just to come get a game.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. But definitely, okay, speaking of Ready Player One, my friend just went to a bar in Orlando that just opened up near Disney.
Oh, really?
Called Player One.
Whoa! What's the deal?
$5 to get in.
All right.
And then all the games are free.
Oh, is it like classic arcade?
They have Smash TV. They have Simpsons Arcade, X-Men Arcade, Turtles in Time. Like, all these classic arcade machines, all free. You just hit continue and you continue. At the bar, every game system you could ever fucking possibly imagine with a controller sitting on the bar, and as you're drinking at the bar, you can play whatever you want.
Oh my god, don't tell me these.
The girls
sweet little
dress up like cosplay characters. He sent me a picture of a girl that looked like Tifa and another girl that was dressed like Tomb Raider, and they were tending bar.
Is this Kamal?
No, my friend Kyle.
Okay.
Kamal Kyle hasn't been yet. We're going to go. Yeah, Kyle.
We're going. Let's make this a trip.
This is
going
to happen. Bro, get this too. All their drinks are fucking themed. They've got Nuka-Cola.
No
way. They've got
way.
Fucking mana drinks. They've got, like, level ups. They've got, like, all these different kinds of drinks,
Holy
man.
Holy shit.
Yes. It is a nerdtopia of bars. It's gotta happen.
And
I mean,
they discussed something similar to that, of course, in the, like, there was There was Oasis bars where you could go and log in and shit like that. Like, God, I want that. There was an old arcade in Bellevue. I don't know if you ever...
Yeah. Where was it at?
It was right in that the movie theater plaza.
Oh, okay. But I never saw the arcade, but I know what you're talking about. The old movie theater, yeah.
Yeah, it was about when I was 8 years old. I remember one Christmas.
Yeah.
I got like a decent amount of presents, and I was just like, oh, man. And then my... my mom's boyfriend at the time looked at me, and he was a long-term boyfriend.
Right, right.
He looked at me and he goes, the second part of
the present...
I like how
you dropped that in there. He was a long-term boyfriend.
I had to,
because
I don't want...
My mom's not a whore.
I don't want my mom to sound bad. I love you, Mom. I mean...
Seriously, I love you, guys. Mom. No, she's not a whore.
No, she's awesome.
He was around for a good long time.
Fucking A. Fuck you. Oh, shit. So he looked at me and he goes, the second part of your present is tomorrow. And I was like... Well, what the fuck are we doing? And this place let you go into it, and you could pay like $15, and you played for free as long as you wanted to.
Right.
On all the machines.
Wow, that's awesome.
I was good at Mortal Kombat as a kid.
Yo.
People couldn't get me off that damn machine.
Dude, speaking of Mortal Kombat, bringing it back to when it came out, like, okay, I live in Orlando.
Right.
And I was right near what was what's called the Florida Mall.
Right.
And inside the Florida Mall, they had an arcade. Now, when Mortal Kombat first came out, we were there.
Oh, yeah.
We were there at the doors. We were in there standing in
the
line.
As you should have been.
Yeah. Standing in the line. And, you know, and this is something that, like, my nephews won't understand. And
they
like,
never
and
will.
It's such a shame that, like, the arcade experience is lost on this generation. I really feel that way. And we talked about it, I think, in the podcast before.
I hate that Xbox Live is called Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Because it's like, no.
No. Like,
fuck you.
The arcade experience was so fantastic. And it was really player versus player. And you were there every week, like, sometimes multiple times during the week. And you were going up against the same guys.
Oh, yeah.
There were rivalries. There was trash talking.
Oh, yeah. Like, you knew those people personally.
Right.
And you wanted them.
Yeah, like when you played somebody in Street Fighter, you fucking were playing for your fucking rep.
Yeah.
That was a rep.
That was your gamer score.
That was your gamer
score.
Like, what people thought of you. When, like, when certain people would walk into the arcade, you'd be like, oh, fuck, that guy's here?
Yeah.
Nah, fucking don't play Mortal Kombat right now.
Yeah.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
But you still wanted to try to beat him.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd stack your quarters right up in front of the screen, man, and you'd be, like, waiting your turn, and then, like, bam, you'd be right in it, dude. And, like... There were news reporters, there was fucking everybody there, like, when that shit came out. There was also, even when I was a younger kid, there was a place called Starbucks Arcade, up in Wakaiva.
Oh, yeah?
And,
like, Starbucks from Battlestar? Do you
think
that's
like,
what they're going for?
I don't know, but it wasn't, like, anything like that. It was just called Starbucks Arcade.
Yeah.
And I used to go there for my birthdays and stuff, because it was way better than Showbiz Pizza, because it had, like, way better shit. It wasn't, like, all kiddie games and shit, and skee-ball. It was, like... You know, Smash TV, the good shit.
Yeah,
they had,
like actual arcade games.
Narc and all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, the place...
Altered Beast.
Quick shot, Gamers HQ, they're nice guys.
Yeah.
Their place in Gainesville has a Marvel vs. Capcom 2 cabinet.
Wow, nice.
I'm gonna go play that shit today, actually.
Like,
I'm ready.
Like, when my favorite arcade game when I was a kid was Smash TV.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love it. I mean, I have it on the Xbox, but if I ever get the dough and I have a nice house with plenty of space, yeah, it's going to happen. Because as a kid, man, that game was so fucking violent, man.
Yeah.
It was one of the few games that was really ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah.
It would have definitely earned an M rating. But, like, Starbucks was cool because it had, like, the money machine where you got to go inside. And, like, they would throw the money around with the air and whatnot. And, it was actually real fucking money.
No way.
Yeah, man. It was real fucking money. And you could,
that
whatever you
wild.
Caught, you got to keep.
Shit.
Yeah. It was awesome, dude. I had a good time there. But right now, we're gonna pause it right here because, fuck, man, we got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
We got to fucking keep the lights on here. Yeah,
someone's
got to
pay for the beer and the lights.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. And definitely for the web server. So, we're going to do a little commercial from my favorite comic book shop in Claremont, Heroes Landing. So we're going to let it roll, and here's the owner, Todd, my friend Todd.
Hello, listeners out there in Radio Land. It's Todd from Heroes Landing Comic Shop in Claremont, Florida, your favorite comic shop in Lake County, your only comic shop in Lake County. And I wanted to tell you about a few things that we got going on around here. I have comics coming out of my ears. I need you to come and get me cleared out of all this stuff. I have boxes and boxes of back issues. Many of them are a dollar each, or five for $3. If you mention you heard it on this show, I'll do a 10 for $5. You heard that right. These prices are crazy. Wacky, wacky. So come on in, check out your favorite comic store in Lake County, and make sure that you said that Todd sent you.
All right, man, we're back. So, yeah, that was Todd. And if you guys ever get the chance, man, go down to Heroes Landing. It's fantastic. They have everything nerdy that you'd ever possibly fucking imagine, whether you're into fucking Clicks, whether you're into Magic the Gathering, whether you're into fucking Yu-Gi-Oh, fucking... There's no Pokemon, because, let's face it, nobody plays the card game anymore. But
yeah, it's all DS.
Statues, D&D, any fucking thing you can imagine. Friday Night Magic Night tournaments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shit, man. All kinds of stuff. And Saturday Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments, it's the fucking place to be. Anyways, you've got to fucking tell me. You were telling me this story, and I'm like, holy shit, we gotta talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
This fucking amateur soccer match in Brazil?
So, this story popped up on, I'm a big fan of the Gawker sites like IO9 and Kotaku and Deadspin.
Right.
So this shows up on Deadspin, and get ready for this. I'll give you the abridged version.
Okay.
On July 6th, there was a Brazil soccer match, amateur soccer match, where... Okay. It happened in the Maranhão region of northeastern Brazil. And a player...
So this is like the boonies of Brazil, basically.
Yeah, basically, like, right. They were playing just, like, bamboo spikes up with the net. Like, it's rough.
Yeah, but fucking, like, you know, that kind of shit, even, like, Brazil, every soccer match is serious.
Oh, yeah. Like, everyone fucking plays, you know, soccer.
Like, be like, you don't play football? What, are you a fag? Football.
Oh, man. So... This guy got a shitty call thrown his way by the ref.
Right.
And you know how that feels.
No,
you get mad.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, that was a clean slide tackle,
listen,
fucker.
Ref, fuck you. So I guess he, like, threw a punch. Nothing connected. The ref decides, fuck this guy.
So wait, the punch didn't even hit the ref?
No, the punch didn't hit.
He whiffed?
He threw a punch. Like, it didn't hit. And so the ref pulls a knife and stabs the motherfucker.
See, wait.
Multiple times.
Before we get into this, this should be a lesson to all of you who have never been to a Latin American country. Yes, they do have guns, but the preferred weapon is a knife.
Yeah.
Or a machete, or anything that will dismember
some
you.
Some type of stabbing. Talk about dismember.
Yeah.
But anything that can stab you. Yes. Get inside of you to fuck you up.
Yeah.
So.
Besides the AIDS.
Yeah. No AIDS. So,
there's plenty of AIDS in Brazil.
Yeah, there's plenty of AIDS, but God, imagine lacing your blade with AIDS. That'd be fucked up.
Wow, you know, like, that's awesome.
Like a tack. Like, be like, I don't like you, asshole. Get someone's blood with AIDS and just put it under their seat.
You just find yourself just like the nearest there, like, transsexual hooker, because they're everywhere in Brazil, and you just go, hey, listen, queef onto this knife for me.
God.
And just like, oh, yeah.
Listen, I need some of your juices.
Ass queef onto my knife.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All
right, so what happened to this guy?
So, he gets stabbed, and he dies. It's not very specific whether he died on the pitch or if he died on the way to the hospital, but this is where it gets wild. His family and friends decide, fuck that ref. He just stabbed our friend, family member. They run onto the pitch.
Yeah.
They quarter the ref. They stone him.
They beat him. They cut his arms and legs off while he's still alive.
Yeah.
And then they stone him?
Well,
that's fucking old world
just
style. These guys are like fucking...
There's a list of things they do to him. I don't know exactly what order.
Wow.
But they beat him, stoned him, lynched him, and then quartered him. When they finished, because apparently... cracked the whip on him.
Oh.
So, they didn't... They don't say, like, how long it took him to do this, but when they finished, they cut his head off and placed it on a stake in the middle of a field. In the middle of the field. Just to let these people know.
Holy shit.
Don't call off sides on my homie anymore,
fucking
asshole.
Fucking Rob Starked him and shit. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
I mean, who does that? Like, I mean, I know I get pissed. Like we go out to the courts, and I play basketball.
Yeah.
And people will call bullshit fouls on you all day.
Right.
But I've never been like, fuck you! I'm gonna...
Foul on me, huh? All right, I'll show you, fucker.
I'm going to stone you and quarter you and put your head on a spike in the middle of the field.
Well, you know, that's just a warning. To anybody else that might make a bad call.
Yeah. Listen.
We don't fuck around here.
Make sure it stays up there and gets nice and ripe like Ned Stark.
Yeah, we don't fuck around in Bugga Brazil, like whatever the fuck it's called. Like, you know.
Just leave it there as a nice reminder.
Holy shit.
I can't imagine
like
that.
3 feet away they were filming like a Brazilian porn. Like,
and get this. And get this, they haven't found anyone. They only found one guy.
Of course they haven't found
anybody. They can't prove that anyone did it.
No,
they just
of course
know that it
not,
happened.
Because who's gonna rat those people out? They stuck a guy's head on a fucking pipe.
You don't fuck with those people.
Who's gonna point the Silva out in the lineup? Nobody. It's not gonna fucking happen.
Oh, man. So I'm gonna give the link to Jesse, and he's gonna post it on the, Yeah, I Said It page.
Yeah, I'll post it on the Yeah, I Said It Facebook. That is just wild. And, like, when you see the picture of this field, like, I know you're thinking, like, oh, you know, it's amateur soccer. There's actually going to be, like, a field. Like,
no.
Like, legitimately, this looks like it's outside of a banana hut.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's, like, it's rough. It's, like, somebody just mowed the grass so they can play this game. Like, it's bad.
Brazilians are serious about their soccer, man.
Fuck, dude.
I know. I was at what's the beach in Tampa? St. Petersburg.
All right, Clearwater.
We were out at Clearwater, and fucking, they were doing goal shots against each other. Like, two of their homies were standing,
right,
and then a guy was diving in between to block the shots, and they were getting pissed at each other.
Really?
Like, if one of them would make it, like, they're like, we're still bros. Like, I imagine that was something along the conversation, but fuck you for scoring on me. Like,
wow.
I'm sure not, I'm going to put your head on a spike.
No, but pissed, like, that's so extreme, like, I can't even fucking fathom it. Like, we're still bros. But I totally fucked your girlfriend. Go!
And one of the comments on there, fucking genius, it says, once again, another boring soccer game ends in a 1-1 tie. I can't believe they didn't even do a shootout. Like, really, soccer? I love soccer. So that's, I hate that comment. But at the same time, that's not a boring soccer match, man. Imagine mid-World Cup.
That's like Mutant League football. Like, I'm going to take it back. That's fucking awesome.
What's that football game that came out? It was based on the tabletop. Orcs versus...
I remember that. Like, but it was football. Yeah, I remember that. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't play it.
It was god-awful. I tell you what, though. Like, honestly, Mutant League Football was the shit. Like, remember the cartoon? They actually had a Mutant League Football cartoon? Mm-hmm. They would fucking dismember each other on, like, Saturday morning television. Yeah, I mean, it's all green blood and stuff, but it
still
was... Yeah, I mean, it was pretty violent, man. It was pretty violent. I was like... As a kid, I was like, this is fucking great, man.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm enjoying
it.
You know.
Kids have to be introduced to a certain amount of violence.
Thankfully here in America, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I was talking to my nephew, and I was like, the weird fucking dichotomy here in America is we will show people's heads getting blown up and cut off and dismembered shit, like, all over TV, but a fucking titty slips out and, like, everybody loses
you.
Their mind.
Oh, a titty. Oh, shit.
Like, when Janet Jackson's fucking titty popped out during that Super Bowl, first of all, it happened so fast, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, I didn't even know what people were talking about.
I don't even think anybody saw it until the media was like, oh, did you see Janet Jackson's fucking titty pop out? And I'm like, no, I didn't, because I wasn't looking for Janet Jackson's saggy-ass titty to pop out. Let me tell you something, okay? If that...
Oh, shit, gotta whip my dick out.
That was the worst titty that could have ever fucking popped out, okay? Like, it wasn't like a pert Miley Cyrus tit, okay? It was like this
Janet Jackson.
Fucking, saggy-ass... fucking big nipple with some kind of metal object through it.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, 50-year-old...
titty.
Jackson titty. No.
No, thank you.
Who the fuck was offended by that? You should have been offended for a different reason.
Yeah, you should have been offended
that CBS let a fucking saggy tit on TV.
That's what you should be offended by, okay? There should have been like a fucking 19-year-old tit.
There was
on
no
TV.
Tit slip when Beyonce was on.
No.
I would have been about that.
No, I still wouldn't have been about it. Because she breastfed, and those tits are probably sagging all over the place,
Illuminati
too.
Titties.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck what kind of titties they are. I don't think Beyonce is that attractive.
She's all right. She's got a body, dude.
She's got a body on
her.
But
her face, I don't get it.
Look, I'd much rather bang Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman's pretty hot, man.
She's fucking sexy. She's the hottest, like, Jew on the planet. Like, and she says vagina, like, all the time. Like, I would fuck Sarah Silverman's brains out. I think
Sarah
she's gorgeous.
Sarah Silverman is attractive.
She's like 42 years old, people. And she doesn't even look like she's 25. Oh, yeah. Like, I fuck. God damn it. If you're listening to this, Sarah Silverman, I will fucking give you the other white meat. Swear to fucking God.
This is good to eat on Sunday.
Yeah, this is okay. This won't ruin your Sabbath. Come here.
Oh, shit. So.
Put this on your Seder plate.
You know whose birthday it is today?
Yeah, Kevin Smith's birthday today. August 2nd, man.
Oh, man, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, big guy.
Yeah. He posted a picture on Facebook.
Oh, of the plaque?
Yeah,
the plaque. The baby plaque, yeah.
Ever since... I haven't ran away from a pussy since I got out of one. I was like, you go, Kevin Smith.
Yo, his new podcast, Edumacation, that he does with Andy McElfrish.
Oh, really?
You have to listen to it. Like Kevin Smith's been so busy. Like, he never, you know, I mean, he didn't really go past high school as far as, like, collegiate-wise. Like, you know.
He just finished Clerks 3.
Well, he hasn't finished the script. Yeah. I mean, he's in the middle of doing Tusk right now, man. It's actually going to happen. Tusk is going to happen. Do you know about Tusk?
I've heard about it.
Yes. The original podcast he did with the Walrus and the Carpenter. Like, it's a true story about how this guy, like, lived in Canada, and he wanted to have, like, he had this walrus. That he's like, I think it was Nova Scotia where he lived. And, like, he had this walrus that would visit him, like, on the shore, and he would, like, spend time with this walrus. And, like, they grew to be, I guess, friends, if you will. And then when he moved back to England, like, he missed the walrus so much. Like, that was, like, his friend. And, like, he was never really as
close. That was my bro.
Yeah. He was never really as close to human beings, he said, as he was with that walrus. So this guy offers any tenant that wants to rent a room at his house free room and board for as long as they live there. But once a day, they have to dress up for an hour or two in this walrus costume and be his friend and eat fish and, like...
Oh, shit, that's wild.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, right? Like, I mean, I don't know if I could even, like, do that. I mean, granted, free rent's pretty boss. Like, yeah. I mean, no fucking electricity.
I'm sure there's
bills,
a furry
nothing.
Out there that...
No, somebody actually responded. He has a tenant, and supposedly right now, it's going down.
Yeah,
like,
that's
but,
their life.
But, like, then, you know, fucking Kevin Smith was like, yo, what if it was, like, really fucked up, though? Like, and he did, like, a human centipede thing.
Oh,
he, like,
God.
Fucking, like, made him into the walrus. Genetic like, walrus. Yeah, like, sewed his fucking arms so they were in flaps, and, like, yeah, man.
Oh,
like,
God.
Took out teeth and, like, made these artificial tusks and whatever, and yeah, man. So it's going to get, dude. I'm so excited about this, like, this movie, like, more than, like, I think, not, I don't know if I'm more than Clerks 3, because I want to see Clerks 3, yeah. But, like, Tusk, like, after Red State, I fully think Kevin Smith can do a badass horror movie and make it,
oh, yeah.
And make it, like, believable, and he says, like, from the script, like, it's supremely fucked up, and he wants to cast, because get this, he's got a Canadian Mountie, because it's going to take place in Canada.
Yeah.
A Canadian Mountie is going to be, like, the guy investigating it. And, like, in one of the older podcasts that he did, there was this guy, a real guy named Guy Lapointe.
Yeah.
And he's going to model the guy after Guy Lapointe, and he wants Quentin Tarantino to play Guy Lapointe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. If that shit fucking happens, dude, just take my fucking money.
Yeah.
Take my money, sir. Like, I will fucking hand it over. Take my money.
I wanted to fucking give him my money to see the animated,
Which
Jay
one?
And Silent Bob shit you went.
Oh, the super groovy cartoon movie? No, yeah. I didn't go, but come on, I went with Kyle. We went, and saw it. It was great. It's fantastic.
I'm still bitter I didn't go see it.
Dude, look, he'll be back, you know, and then, like, you know, MegaCon coming up, we got Mike Zapsik, Ming Chen, and
exactly.
And Brian Johnson coming to...
I want to meet those guys.
Dude, Brian Johnson's a really cool guy. I got to meet him when he came and did Why Bri in Orlando at the Improv.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, really cool, down-to-earth motherfucker. Like, was cool to take pictures, and you know, all those guys, I think they're just happy to be where they're at. And I think like Kevin Smith is such a fucking cool guy because, like, dude, he literally made it big and then goes, "Hey, I'm bringing you fuckers with me." Yeah. And he took his friends along for the ride. And that's fucking awesome, man, because how many people do that? Like, none. Like, zero.
Like, Bieber didn't do that shit.
Huh?
Bieber didn't do that shit.
I don't think Bieber had any real friends. Like, Bieber was like... No, I mean, I'm not being a dick, but, like, Bieber blew up so fast at a young age, like, who the fuck were his friends? Like, everybody was suspect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you just want my money, yo. Like, apparently he's been getting, like, ripped, though, because his concerts have been doing... He's terrible during his concerts lately.
Well, he's been doing his concerts, and he just pissed off, like, every hockey fan in the world.
What did he do? I'm not familiar. Explain.
It was on Gawker or some shit. Right. He fucking stepped on the... I believe it was the Blackhawks logo. Like, apparently in hockey, the logo on the ground in the locker room, you don't touch that shit. Oh, you don't walk on it? No.
Yeah, because I'm not a hockey fan, so, like,
you
this
do
is
not touch,
like,
that logo.
Really?
Some of them have, like, red ropes around the logo.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not even joking. And he just
that's
fucking
stepped on it. Superstitious shit, right? Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
And you're not allowed to touch the Stanley Cup unless you are either A, the
winner?
Handler.
Right.
The handler. There's one guy,
that
his
handles
life.
It?
That is his life. He cleans it and watches it. Wherever
Wait,
it goes.
Wait, like, literally, like, it's one guy. Yes, lifetime one job. He gets paid. And, like, his whole fucking job.
Fucking his whole life. I'm sure that they have two guys.
Right, right. But, I mean,
but that's his job.
He's got to get paid pretty well for that.
Oh, fuck
then.
Yeah.
I mean, but he polishes
and
it
the
and
people
just watches
that win it.
It. Right.
The people that win it.
If you have a ring, you can touch it.
Right? Yeah. And so he touched it and took a selfie with it. And so these people are pissed. And
wow.
So at some hockey convention, they put his face on the ground.
And, like,
and they're fucking walking
okay,
all over
it. All right. Now, I'm like... I've seen the Stanley Cup. Like, now, does it get bigger every year? Like, is it one cup?
Yeah,
and, like,
one,
all these people's names are
grows.
On it.
Maybe it
because
grows.
It seems like it's a big ass fucking
well,
chalice.
Still the World Cup. Like, the same World Cup has been passed around. I'm pretty sure.
But I mean, but yeah, but it could. At this point, there's got to be like a bajillion names on the Stanley Cup. Like, how do you fucking keep going up? Like, because it's big. It's a big ass fucking thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So does it get bigger?
I don't know.
Or do they take people's names off, like, and then...
I
how does
that
be
work? Disrespectful. No way. I don't think they would do that.
Or does each team get their own Stanley Cup when they win?
Hockey people. Tweet
fucking
that shit.
Fucking tweet that shit to me. At jshadoos at twitter.com and also...
First X Avenger.
Yeah.
At first, F-I-R-S-T X Avenger.
Right.
Captain America
and that's
style.
jshadoos, C-H-U-D-E-U-S-Z. Yeah, so I'm confused about the Stanley Cup. Like, I don't know how it works. I'm not a hockey fan, man. I'm from Florida. We don't have fucking ice. Like, it's not, like, something I'm, like, you know, that's familiar to me. Like, what I don't know... Okay, does every team get, like, their own cup? And then, like, if they win...
No, it passes around.
So it passes around.
Yeah, you lose that cup. Like, you have... Your days are fucking numbered once playoffs hit.
Well, yeah.
And you're not in the playoffs.
Right.
You don't have that shit with you anymore.
No, I get that, but, like, so it has to get bigger, then. It has to get exponentially fucking bigger until a certain point.
Yeah.
Well, I think the cup's probably a certain size.
Yeah.
And it has, like, the championships all the way down, and then once it's filled, they bring out another cup, they retire that cup and put it, like, in, you know, some sort of display or something like that.
That's
you know,
possible.
And then you have another cup to keep going.
There's people I can ask. Like, I know, like, Vanessa's brother-in-law loves
right,
hockey.
Right.
So, I mean, we could ask him.
If you don't grow up exposed to it, it's really hard, I think,
yeah.
to get into hockey.
It's, like, I've tried watching a couple games with them.
Right.
And it's...
Well, they say you have to go to it live to really get into it.
And they have soccer rules. Like,
right.
It's essentially soccer rules.
But violent as fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're not putting people's heads on spikes.
No.
But they're beating the fuck out of
no,
each other.
Man, yeah, it's fuck. Yeah.
There's blood on the ice usually, I bet.
So, there's one thing that is getting back to Marvel, actually. Okay. Now, Fox still owns certain Marvel properties.
Yeah, they
like
own
X-Men, Wolverine, Fantastic Four. I think Ghost
they
Rider.
They lost Punisher.
Right.
They lost Ghost Rider.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah. So they lost Punisher
fucking,
and Ghost Rider.
Fucking, because I can't... If they do another Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider, I'll fucking just... I gotta shoot somebody.
God.
Look, I'm sorry, but Nicolas Cage, I'm not a fan of him at all as an actor. First of all,
he's a Coppola. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
It's a secret Coppola. He's a
fucking nephew of Francis Ford. They wouldn't be fucking shit without fucking Coppola. Like, yeah. Look, Sofia Coppola is a much better actress than he is an actor. And she's definitely... I'd fuck the shit out of Sofia Coppola. Yeah, she'd catch it quick. Especially from Godfather 3. Like, oh, man. Tasty. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
past that.
Right. But going back to fucking Nicolas Cage. When he fucking... Look, first of all, Nicolas Cage would never bang Eva Mendes. That fucking is not even a realm of possibility. I don't care if he rode a motorcycle or he had a leather jacket. There's no fucking way. Second of all, Ghost Rider is not a 50-year-old fucking douchebag with a receding hairline.
Yeah.
In fact, the guy that played him as a kid in the first movie should have been fucking Ghost Rider. Because Johnny Blaze is a fucking teenager when he starts as Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I don't want to see Nicolas Cage go, "It's red." Fuck you, asshole. Oh, you suck ass. The only reason Gone in 60 Seconds was bearable is because Angelina Jolie was in it.
See, that's one I don't get.
What?
I don't get... She's not... I don't get her attractiveness, man.
I don't give a fuck about her attractiveness. She's a good actress.
Yeah, I guess.
She's better than Nicolas fucking Cage. You know, he was going to be Superman? He was going to be Superman.
Have you seen that script, though?
I've seen the picture. Kevin Smith wrote the script.
They're fucking fighting giant spiders and...
Because Kevin Smith wrote the script.
I mean, I want to see that
Superman. Dude, I want to see that Superman. I'll fucking... Shit. I got my money paid right now.
Yeah.
Look, a lot of people didn't like this new Superman because, you know, he kills Zod. Because Superman doesn't...
Spoilers.
Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck.
But if you haven't seen it,
like
I
said, fuck you. Eat a kryptonite cock. look... The thing is, people didn't like, oh, Superman doesn't kill, or Superman doesn't do this or that, like, or he destroyed so many buildings, and Metropolis got fucking almost wiped out. Like, okay, I'll give you that. So what? They tried so hard to be a departure from Superman Returns, where Superman threw zero punches.
Yeah.
Zero.
He lifted Earth. Like, he lifted some rocks.
It's so sad that Kevin Spacey's talent as Lex Luthor was wasted on that movie.
He was a fucking good Lex Luthor, too.
Oh, he was awesome. Because Kevin Spacey's that guy. You know?
God, he was such a good Lex Luthor.
Bruce Willis? What? Bruce Willis could be a good Lex Luthor.
No, I still think... I like Smallville Lex Luthor, man. Like, what's his name? Michael Rosenbaum or something? They were talking about casting him.
I know, but come on.
I think he was good.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Oh, man.
I got fucking creeped
out. Are we just throwing anyone bald out there?
Fuck, why? Like, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, fuck.
I don't give a shit. Man. Whatever.
Anyone bald.
I don't care. Here's my thing. I'm not a big Superman fan.
What about Black Lex Luthor? Like, get Idris Elba. Make him bald.
We'll just go with Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. He's the fill-in for every black actor. Don Cheadle.
You know, dude, have you seen the new pictures of Jamie Foxx's Electro?
It looks like shit, man.
What? You are at your fucking mind.
I'm not ready. I don't think it's going to be that good.
Oh, no, sir.
And then MJ's going to be a dude.
MJ's not going to be a fucking dude. I'm just concerned about Paul Giamatti as the Rhino.
They're saying that he's just going to be like a scarecrow. Like, he's just a cameo villain. Like, he's just in the beginning as some Russian dude in a truck.
Oh, come on. Now, look. I'm not a fan of putting two villains in a movie anyway, much less the fucking Rhino. He's like an ancillary character that, like, you just... He's not necessary.
They're not even... They're talking about, like, if all goes right, they're gonna possibly do three villains. Because the guy from Chronicle, the one that went batshit insane...
Right.
The one that killed Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
He's gonna be Osborne's kid.
He's gonna be Harry.
Yeah, and they're talking about him already.
Well, you
being
know, Osborne was the one in the jail cell talking to the lizard.
I think so.
No, that come on, it was him.
And so they never made any fucking mention of that in Amazing Spider-Man: The Game, which was technically a sequel to the fucking movie.
Well, they're not gonna mention that.
Which they should.
They're keeping their cards close.
Well, yeah, I mean, they should have mentioned a little.
The one thing I will, and I don't know if this is actually true, it seems to me Disney is working with Fox a little bit, because the universe is still continuous.
I hope.
Well, no, I mean, it has been. Like, they're dropping all these little hints at the end of these all these Marvel movies, regardless of whether or not it's Fox or Disney.
Right.
Right, you know, the new Wolverine movie dropped some Days of Future Past stuff in the credits. I won't tell you what, because you haven't seen the movie yet. But,
right.
But you'll know what I'm talking about.
I'm just ready for fucking Sentinels, man.
Oh, my God, I know,
that's
man.
What I want.
Dude, Peter Dinklage cast as Boulevard Trask? Fucking awesome.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Bravo, Fox.
Yeah, a 3.5-foot guy that designs fucking robots that are 2 stories tall? Genius.
Thank you.
Fucking genius. And he's gonna fucking play it to a T, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Oh! This is what I want to talk about, too, with you. Doctor Who, man.
New Doctor on Sunday.
The new Doctor on Sunday.
I'm excited. 2 p.m.
Woo!
2 p.m. I'm gonna be in front of the TV. 2 p.m. I'm gonna be in front of the TV. Because it's meant to be broadcast
live over there.
Against around everywhere.
Right.
So it's gonna be midnight UK time.
Right.
2 p.m. our time.
Dude, tell them about the lineup of possible doctors.
The two big rumors is good old Rupi Grint.
Oh, yeah.
From
Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter.
Right.
Finally get a ginger doctor.
Right.
I mean, he always has been mentioned
there would
for
be
a while.
That would be a funny joke.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility.
And then we mentioned him earlier. Good old Robb Stark.
Fuck, I want
what's
Robb
his
Stark,
name?
Though.
I don't know his name.
I want Robb Stark, though. Because I'm sad that he's dead.
Which, if you don't know that either,
yeah.
A, there was a book a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
You should have known.
Fucking know that. I would like to see him as the Doctor. I think he brings it that level of class.
Yeah, he could throw a serious spin on it as well as...
As some
comedy.
Humor on. I'd like to see him try the humor side of things, though. I've seen him so serious. Let's see him.
He would be very David Tennant-y.
Yes.
He would be very Ten. I think so.
But see, that's good.
Ten had some good serious episodes.
Right, right.
And he was funny.
Right.
You know,
When he had to be serious, like, he was deadly fucking serious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tennant could, like, turn it on.
There were Tennant
episodes
that made me want to cry.
There was Tennant episodes where you saw him and you're like, this guy could murder the universe if he had to. Like,
and that's the Doctor. Yeah. He could fuck shit. He could fuck everything.
Right.
You don't even know. Like, it's
I'm a little annoyed because I'm not caught up on the series. I just finished 7, I think it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's only been...
No, 6.
You probably just finished 6 because you're
Netflix.
On those Netflix.
Yeah. But 7's not... I didn't get to catch up with 7 because it had already aired, like, when I was trying to catch up on all the other past Doctors. And it's irritating because Netflix isn't putting it out fast enough.
You got to put
I even tried to Pirate Bay it, and it wasn't there. Like, it was fucking not there.
Get it, because of course the 50th is airing in November.
I know,
and
you know.
Seeing David Tennant and Matt Smith just fuck around is going to be awesome,
dude. David Tennant's in Star Wars Episode 7.
I know.
I don't know as what. I'm hoping Kyle Katarn or maybe a droid. Maybe, like, I don't know, man. What's
he
going to
be? A Sith. He could be a badass Sith.
I don't see it, though. I see him more as a Jedi. I really do. Like,
yeah. Did you see that one really mediocre movie he was in that was only good because he was in it? The Vampires and...
It was the remake of Fright Night.
Yeah, Colin... Whatever.
Yeah, Colin Farrell. It was a remake of the original Fright Night. Yeah, actually, he was really good in that movie. Like, and for a fucking split second, I didn't even realize it was him.
I know.
Until they started taking
all
the shit off.
And gothic. And...
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, man. Well, fuck.
David Tennant, man.
David Tennant.
New
the
Doctor.
Man.
They should just announce him as the new Doctor.
Oh,
give me another go around of Tennant.
He didn't want to go.
I know. That's why they wrote that shit. They were telling Russell T, which is the writer,
right.
Listen, we've got to get another writer in here.
Right.
Which is why when David Tennant was going to regenerate, there was a lot of shit.
Wasn't it he didn't get along with Neil Gaiman?
Gaiman didn't write an episode yet.
Oh, not at that point.
No.
Who did he not get along with? I can't remember. He didn't get along with the current writer that was coming in.
Yeah, Moffat.
Moffat. That was who it was.
Which,
Moffat.
Fuck you, Moffat.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Like, I like you, but... No, you're trying to be the UK M. Night Shyamalan. Unless M. Night Shyamalan.
Hey,
the
he's
UK.
A tweast!
Like, oh!
You've been following this shit all season, and in the last 10 minutes, you don't know anything. It makes me feel like a shitty viewer.
Yeah.
But, like, with Tenet, I mean, there was beautiful episodes.
Right.
Jack and Rose and Martha. Oh, man. Donna is my favorite companion by far.
Really?
Because she didn't love the...
Right, she didn't want to really,
fuck him. No. She didn't want any... She just wanted an adventure.
I love me some Martha fucking Jones.
Oh, yeah. She is attractive.
She's the hottest black woman on the planet.
I agree.
I fucking... God damn it. In my opinion, there is nothing sexier than a hot black woman with a British accent. Mm. I fucking swear to God. Like, there's just something about that that just... I don't know. It does it for
me. See, I don't know. Martha... Like, I just don't... It's not racist, like, the attractiveness...
No one said it was. Yeah. Nobody was going, hey...
I don't really dig... I don't dig black chicks that much. Like, my girlfriend's Puerto Rican.
Right.
Like...
Right.
But Martha could get
Martha's
it.
Well, Martha is half Iranian and half Nigerian, I think it is. What a fucking combo. Like, I think her dad was Catholic, her mom was Muslim. Like, that's, like, a crazy upbringing. But she's gorgeous. She's fucking gorgeous. And that accent, like, just that accent alone, like, popping up from the top of your cock while she's blowing you. Like, her eyes staring up at you, and she's like, oh, you like that? All right. You know, man, fucking gurgle for me. Fucking shit.
Oh, man.
We're about to time travel to the future, because I'm about to bust a nut, Martha.
A bunch of future bees incoming.
Yeah, you're about to fucking take it in the box.
This one's not bigger on the inside.
Shit. Oh, yeah. If you fucking have one of my kids, he might be retardist. Fucking, I don't care. But on that note, we're going to put a pin in it, motherfuckers.
Yeah. We went a little bit over.
Oh, man. No, it's been a good show, man. It was good hanging out with my buddy David here. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm David Ward.
And we'll see you motherfuckers next week.
Of course.
Peace.